Now joined by head coach Jeremy Austin of the Trenton Bulldogs, that picked up a nice win, overtime 10-point victory over St. Joseph Christian in the two-seed crossover game on Friday. Get to take on Daniel Haley and those Stanbury Bulldogs this Friday at 7:30. Got plans to be there for the rematch for the girls with Stanbury in the first matchup of the season between Trenton and Stanbury's boys, Z101.7 on Friday. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Good. No school today. Still got that practice, so worked out okay.
That was a really good win on Friday night. I saw bits and pieces of it, and it was certainly back and forth. And it seemed like it was just a really good battle between two teams that matched up with one another pretty well.
Yeah, I'd say. We played real well early. They're probably into the first, and through most of the second, we did the opposite of that. It looks pretty poor. And I had a little run we put together at the end of the second quarter to keep it pretty close. And then third quarter, we were kind of hit and miss, and by the time we got down to the end of it, we picked up the lead, and they hit a free throw to tie it up with about 4 seconds left on the clock. And, then we play a little bit of overtime basketball, and kind of starts the way Dylan likes to start some of our overtimes, where Max gets us the tip, Dylan drains a three, and then we kind of handle things from there. We went 10 for 10 from the free throw line in the overtime period.
What did Christian do to test you guys? Are they more of a quicker team than big?
They're pretty quick. They're kind of a team that'll do a good job of getting around that first line of defense, So when we were playing them in a 1-2-2 there most of the time, and we struggled there when they were scoring against us, struggled to get them stop the penetration. They move the ball really well, and that's kind of an issue sometimes with the zone there, is being able to rotate and get all that stuff picked up. But as the game went on, we got a little bit better at handling it, and knocked down a few shots, and took care of business in the long run.
Well, Stanbury, and I saw them very early in the season at the Albany tournament, so I know they're different now, but they were, and we know that Brad Haley's a great player for them. I'm sure that their pieces around Brad have developed a little bit, but he's one of the best players in the conference Friday night.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy that we're going to have to slow down. If we can slow him down significantly, then I like our chances, and if we can't slow him down at all, then they're probably the team to beat there. So we got our work cut out for us.
With not having practice today, Coach, or not having school today, obviously you had a practice here, and it sounded like about the 1:30 to 3:30 hour or so. Did you feel like a good practice with different circumstances?
We had a great practice today. Looked good, made the plays that we need to make. I think that the guys benefited. We had a short practice there Monday because weather was moving in, and then yesterday they had the day off. It was kind of just built into our schedule there, so they should be as rested as they're going to get, and probably why we look so smooth today in the gym.
Well, if they're like me, when you get up, not that I had text back in the day, but when I'd get up on a snowy day and I'd find out we didn't have school, I was in a pretty good mood. Guys in a pretty good mood today.
That's probably part of why they were in such a good spirit.
Where have you guys, I know that every time I watch you play, Coach, it seems like you just get a little bit better, a little bit more consistent here and there. Where do you really see the guys making the most progress here in February?
Well, I think that we do a pretty good job of playing together as a team. We've got some big steps forward for some of our guys. Max is probably one of the guys that's standing out because he's really opened things up for a lot of guys. And really, if you'll watch, you can see kind of the time that our shooting's all gotten better is about the time that he's kind of stepped up and started playing a little better inside. And, I'm guessing those two things are related. We're getting some open looks there. And really, Lathan's playing great basketball. He can score us a lot of points in a hurry. And really, if we got an inside game going and we got him shooting well on the outside, then really we got a pretty good foundation for a lot of things. In one of our games here recently, I can't remember who it was, but one of our last games, Radcliffe had a spectacular game. And we needed him. I think it was a Unionville game. He had a great game. He kind of saved us there when we were looking forward, made some great stops and scored at the other end. And we go out and we play another game not that long after, and it's a different style of ball game. And instead of him being the guy that steps up and makes big plays, it ends up being a Dylan Harris or some of these other guys that are good basketball players too. So, we're just managing to play well as a team and getting a lot of guys able to be involved in the offense, and when that happens, we're pretty tough to beat.
Was it a pretty big adjustment early in the season, Coach, for Lathan to go from a guy who's maybe your third and fourth option last year to being your number one option this year?
Yeah, it was for him. It was it was a whole different world. He's kind of used to being able to kind of sit back there and get the kick and knock it down. Now he's got to do a lot more, and it took him a little while to adjust to that reality. And since he has, he's been an exceptional player. I mean, I think he's averaging in the very high teens there, at least, if not in right around 20 points. And, you know, he gets 5 or 6 boards a game too. So he's just made big adjustments in his game to meet what we needed from him.
I've seen too that your team, as you had your best games, coach, you do a lot in the way of hustle plays. You know, you get to loose balls, you get offensive rebounds, you get extra possessions. Those things have been big for your team here in the new year.
Yeah, we're a kind of team that has to get their success by those kind of plays. We're not going to just people out just by skill alone. Usually, we're going to have to go ahead and get those hustle plays. We're going to have to control the boards. Really, our biggest weakness in almost a guaranteed loss is when we can't control boards in any way. And when we can't do that, now we're stuck doing a half-court set. Half-court set kind of takes some of our guys that are good scorers out of the picture almost. And you know, that's what ends up happening sometimes with Carson. He's an exceptional ball player if we can get up and down the court. But if we have to slow things down and execute in a half-court set, then that's just not his best setup. So we got to control the board so we can get everybody involved and everybody, kind of firing on all cylinders.
We talked about potential seeding and where you might be. We know you're going to Hamilton in 2 weeks for districts. You saw just a really deep district that you might have in that 6-7 area. Does that get seeded here tomorrow or the next day? I would assume it's very soon.
Yeah, it's Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday at noon. I think we got bad weather coming in Saturday, too, so you know, that's kind of typical this time of year, but we'll go over and seed it out there Saturday morning and kind of see where we're going to fall. I got to think that we're probably in the 6-7 range, though, which is comical, I guess, because I think we're a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'd hate to have to play us as a first round game, because you generally, if you know, you get in that 1 and 2 and 3 seed range, you kind of expect that first game to be one that you expect to win easily, and I don't think we're an easy out for anybody.
No, yeah, familiar with the Hamilton gym, so it might be Hamilton. You just don't know. You wait and see what the matchups are going to be here. That's going to start 12 nights from now, and the way I understand it, Coach, is they're going to have the girls' games on one night and the boys on the next, right?
Yeah, girls play Monday, boys play Tuesday.
Gotcha. So that'll be Monday the 19th for the girls and Tuesday the 20th for the boys down to Hamilton. Coach, you got Cameron coming up next week. I've been following the Dragons a little bit. I think they're still building a little bit from what they were 5-6 years ago, and they had just a great program. But I've seen some improvements from the Dragons this year. That ought to be a really good game on Tuesday.
Yeah, it'll be a tough ball game for us, especially over there at their place. We saw them a little bit in the Jamboree, and you know, it was back and forth in that ball game. And I would assume they're much better. And I know that we're not even comparable to what we were there early season. So I think it'll be an interesting game. They'll want to pick and roll the heck out of things, so you know, we'll work on our coverage on that kind of thing and see what we can do
next Thursday. So we'll save it for next week. The Bulldogs on senior night gonna host Penny High of Hamilton on the 15th, which is the Thursday night here next week, with the Hornets visiting the Bulldogs. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll see you Friday night at Stanbury. Good luck against the Bulldogs.
Thanks a lot, Tom.